This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. State spending will face some tough restraints this year. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Even though the economy is still growing, costs are rising, and there's a looming threat of a recession. Also, Colorado won't have a new influx of federal money, which was the case during the depths of the pandemic. Republican State Senator Barbara Kirchmeier serves on the Joint Budget Committee and worries government spending is growing too much in a time of high inflation. She says the state should cut back like regular families.
They're having to make cuts around that kitchen table deciding what they're going to do. We should be doing the same thing in state government, and we're not.
Kirchmeier is one of many new faces on the Budget Committee, which only has one returning member next year. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Reports to the anonymous student reporting system Safe to Tell were down in December. CPR's Jenny Brundin reports.
The latest data show reports decreased about 19% when compared to November. Decreases are common when students are on holiday or summer breaks. The program received more than 1,600 reports last month. Most of the reports were related to suicide threats, bullying, and drugs. December reports included a student selling drugs to other students at school and a student pointing a toy gun at other students. Jenny Brundin, CPR News.
55 flights at Denver International Airport were canceled this morning after a computer outage at the Federal Aviation Administration. Hundreds of flights were delayed at DIA and airports around the state, according to the flight tracking site FlightAware. This is CPR News.